If Terry is just one of the guys, it must be time to go back to the 80s. I'm your Gag Me With a Spoon host, Darian. Coming up, we're going back to Monday, May 13th, 1985.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Another 80s memory.
Either you get your rifle and come with me, or I'll shoot your wife in the shoulder.
Rustler's Rhapsody from Paramount.
It was Monday, May 13th, 1985. A scary day in Philadelphia history. The Philadelphia police bomb a house held by the group MOVE, killing 11 people. In sports, Carlton Fisk becomes the fifth catcher to steal 100 bases. The number one song in the country, brought to us by Simple Minds. Don't you forget about me. On the country scene, Reba McEntire had a warning with her number one country hit, Somebody Should Leave. Imagine hearing that with a gun pointed at you. And on TV, 34-year-old Laura Martinez Herring from El Paso, Texas, became the 34th winner of the Miss USA pageant. That's all for me, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, I gotta break the bad news to Simple Minds. We already forgot about them. Catch me tomorrow on another 80s flashback.